A fading polarity, healing enmity within. Money is a difficult subject. It's not real, but our entire world revolves around it. To protect it, the ultra-rich will fight or start a war. The average person will work between 20 and 110 hours a week to earn it. The homeless will beg for it. Of course, there are varying degrees in between. The concept exemplifies a fundament that underpins much of our strange reality, giving value, influence, and power to fleeting thoughts, feelings, and objects. Currency has value because Government Incorporated declares it does. Because we agree with this attribution, they are free to give, take, tax, freeze, and devalue it as they see fit. Pain has value because it can be felt by our human bodies and is generally feared. Polarity is valuable because we want to belong and have meaning, so standing on one side or the other represents our attempt to fit in and matter. It also serves as a governing mechanism in our internal psychological processes, determining what is right and wrong, what is normal and what is abnormal, what is healthy and what requires healing. All of these are external forces that have long been used to focus and manipulate masculine ideals and energies. The imbalance that has existed for ages has resulted in the world we know today. As we enter an era of balance and recapitulation, the absolute chaos and uncertainty of it all is throwing many of us for a wild, spiritual, emotional, and existential loop. A quote from my notebook. Lightness requires no effort. It is the very definition of returning to center, the most natural of states, through the unbinding of illusory ties to negative energetic anchors. We always carry forward the ideas, beliefs, understanding, and experience of those who came before us, and some of it is even inherited through our DNA. The struggle is to reconcile the old ways with new understandings. When it comes to relationships, we have new energies, higher vibrations, and more evolved understanding of what love, healthy communication, equality, and partnership are. However, we have residual ideas that cloud our judgment, impede our natural trust and intuition, and we continue to fear pain and being hurt. Thus, even in a crowded room, we may feel lonely. Another quote. We trust the wanting and the needing, not the having and achieving. These are old ideas that no longer serve us. Time to switch polarity. We feel a lot of shame, guilt, and resentment about the majority of failed marriages and relationship mistakes that our parents and grandparents made, including the vast ineptitude of unconscious parenting. The weight of our conflicting desires can be paralyzing. We've developed an emotional paranoia and an overall distrust in feeling good. But in this age of increased awareness, information, and energies, we are now responsible for processing, integrating, and letting go of old hurts, blame, dysfunction, inequity, misunderstanding, powerlessness, shadow play, martyrdom, and victimhood. We understand the source of these ancient fallacies and must do the work to reclaim our authority over them. We can trust ourselves. We can dare greatly. We are capable of having, being, and doing amazing things. We must be our true selves. We must understand that we deserve and are allowed to be loved, massively, faithfully, deeply, passionately, purely, and truly for who and what we are. There's no question that we belong here right now. There is perfection in returning to this dance. There is guidance in our timely revelations and spiritual conscious moments of resonance. Our hearts hold a musical truth. It is of a love divine. It is what we really are. Love your life. P.S. What if this is the life you've always wanted? What if you're doing just fine? What if it's all gonna be okay? What if you are loved, always? What if you are divine, infinite, unshakable, safe, and supernatural? What if there really is nothing to fear? Every breath is a lifetime, every thought a new reality. Listen to the realness of what occasionally hides beneath the banal, inane lies of this matrix. Heed your true impulse, not the filtered, careful one. I dare you. I love you.